All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Adult Games Corner, and we are back with more Treasure of Nadia. So let's get started. Wow, is he going fast. Tell Diana about your meeting with Sophia.
Nice to see you.
What's new?
How did the meeting with Sophia go? She didn't give me anything for the artifact. She only wanted the information. Diana, the Tikpok have a written language. Sophia told you that? Yeah, that's what she's looking for. Very interesting. The Tikpok were believed to be without a written language. No expedition has ever uncovered a single symbol or letter. That must be why it's so rare. There's more to this story, Grim. Perhaps we can get some more information from her. It'd be nice to know what exactly we should be looking for. I'll continue my research and see what I can find. Okay, what's next, guys? I don't have time to talk, Grim. I have to deal with this rush. Looks like you need some help. I can handle it. What the hell is taking so long? Here's your damn drink. Now shut the hell up. Damn. Service with a smile, right? You're not gonna get many tips with service like that. Don't tell me how to do my job. Come on, Tasha, let me help you. Trying to impress me? Let me give it a try. You cocky asshole. What? Go to the overflow area out back. Help the customers there. Let's see if you can handle it. I'll do my best. I didn't know she had this. Albert! I thought you were banned from the bar.
I snuck in among the crowd, hoping to get lucky.
Well, Tasha is having me take drink orders.
I got lucky. Give me rum, Grim.
Albert, you're gonna get me in trouble too.
Nonsense. She'll never know I was here.
Do you promise not to cause trouble? I'll take a whiskey. I want a beer. Okay, everyone stop yelling. I'll take your orders one at a time. Ask each person what drink they want and go get it for them. Don't get any orders wrong. I'll take a beer. Coming right up. I want a margarita. Well, do. So we got a beer, a margarita, a whiskey. And where's the peanuts? They're supposed to be peanuts. I'll see what I can do. Give me a mojito. It'll be right out. So we got a beer, a margarita. That guy wants the whiskey. Beer, margarita, whiskey, and mojito. And rum. Tasha, where are the peanuts? I ran out of them. I need to go to Squall Mart later and get more. I can handle that. Handle your customers first, Grim.
But I am Superman! I can get there in seconds!
What's up?
What's on your mind?
What are you doing here? I've been going through my old gear and need to pick up some batteries.
Planning to go exploring?
I want to take a look at the caves with a new perspective. If the Tikpok have been here in Cape Vedra, I may see their influence in some of the native artifacts and structures that exist here.
Sounds like a good theory. Who's looking after the library?
It's fine, Grim. I won't be gone long.
I can help you out, Diana. I have a map of the cave system.
You've done impressive work so far, Grim. I could use your help. If you want, meet me inside the cave later. We can work together.
See you there, Diana.
Yes?
Hi there.
If you know someone who can fill in here at the store, let them know. Yeah, I know. Aren't I supposed to get the peanuts?
What are you looking for?
I don't see peanuts. Well, I guess I'm gonna get chewed out. Here, you can have a gold talisman. What? That's a legal artifact.
Check this out.
Here comes Michael. I didn't think you would remember my order. I'm impressed. Hey, Grim, did you just give that man an illegal artifact, which means you were digging? Now, you wouldn't be digging on park property, would you? No. Do you have my drink? He wanted a margarita, right?
Check this out.
Fast service. I'll be sure to give you a nice tip.
I found one of these.
Thanks. I'll leave a big tip for this service.
Ahoy, matey.
Oi, I've got your damn rum right here, sir.
I found one of these.
You're a helpful young man.
Well, I'll be.
That guy's an asshole. Where's my drink? Oh, I'll give you a drink, motherfucker. Put that damn red ginseng in it and watch his blood pressure rise.
Check this out.
Ah, my blood pressure, motherfucker. Be rude again. I dare you.
Where are the peanuts?
We're out, sorry. If you want a tip, you'll bring me peanuts. I'll see what I can do. Maybe there's peanuts in the jar. I don't know how old these are, but here you go, bud.
What do we have here?
Oh, it's an empty container. Yay! Ooh, what's this? A rat trap. Plastic wrap, a roach, gaffer tape, and basic container. Where the hell am I gonna get a roach? I don't have a key for that. Like, I literally do not have a key for this damn thing.
I don't think so.
That's a rat. No, I think that's a roach. I got the roach. Okay. So I need a roach, a basic container, some plastic wrap, and a gaffer tape. I've got everything I need. Did you finish already? Yeah, wasn't a problem, except one guy who won't tip unless he gets peanuts. Fuck that guy. Come on, Tasha, I'll go grab some from the store. You'll need the peanuts anyway, and you want tips, right? Suit yourself. I won't be long. Man, she really doesn't know how to treat her customers. Ah, fuck that guy. Yeah, that's really what you say to a customer. I've been working with customers for over 12 years. You do not say, fuck that guy, unless you literally cannot help that person. If there's no way you can help that person at all, then you you know, tell them to buzz off. But for the most part, you try to help everybody that comes across you. $50? Damn. That inflation, let me tell you. Oh yeah, where the fuck am I going? I want some damn peanuts! And I want you to go fuck yourself. Whoa! Hold up, dude, I got your peanuts right here. I'm not hungry anymore. I ran all the way to the store for your damn peanuts. You just lost my business, bitch! Yeah, fuck this. Damn, bro, you gonna hit him a little harder? It didn't even sound like... I don't know, I was hoping he'd do like a kick him through the wall thing. Where the hell did that come from? You've got one hell of a difficult job, Tasha. You know, Grim, I think you'd be able to handle it. Yeah, I can handle just about anything. Do you think you can handle me? With ease. You talk a big game. I like redheads, though. You've seen my big game. Ooh. But Naomi isn't here. We don't need her to have fun. Come on, sweet talker. Look who's bold all of a sudden. My spirits are high today. What's up, Grim? Did you find something? Shit, I can't talk about it. I have to know. Tell me, Grim. I'll just say, I met with Sophia Vesper today. Are you onto something? Let's not worry about Sophia right now. Look at how giddy she is. Grim, someone could walk in on us. Everyone left. Besides, I didn't take you for the type to care about getting into a little trouble. That feels nice. I want you to suck it. Well, I'll be damn, folks. My goodness, that's like... I've literally seen packages of hamburger meat about that width. Just all around. That's insane. Oh yeah, that's perfect. I bet you're wondering what it would feel like inside of your pussy. You little asshole. You've seen me fuck Naomi twice now. Don't you want to feel it? Well, I'll be damned. Niagara Falls. All right, big boy, let's see what you can do. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, taste it, Grim. I want you to fuck me. Always hurts a little bit with the tip. How's that feel, Tasha? Fuck, Grim! Well, that seems to be what she's doing right now. Her tattoos are kind of acting a bit funny in this scene. I see what they're trying to do, but... Oh yeah, your pussy is so nice. I can't believe we're fucking. How does my cock feel inside of you? It's so fucking big, Grim. I've never felt this before. Your pussy is really clenching on my dick. Fuck me hard, Grim. I want to feel you pound me. Well, there we go, folks. Tasha. Oh, fuck yeah. Take it, Tasha. Take my cock. Stuff that big cock in my tight pussy. I'm gonna make you come. Yes, Grim, do it. Make me come. Come, Tasha, feel my cock ram your insides. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come! Damn, Grim, you almost came inside me. How does my cum feel on you? How does my cum feel on you? Shit, we better get dressed before someone comes in here. I don't know what's gotten into you, Grim, but I kinda like it. Maybe next time Naomi visits, we could... Yeah, or maybe we just keep this to ourselves. Don't tell me you're trying to resist her, Grim. I just think that maybe you and I could... Don't be ridiculous, Grim. We're fucking Naomi. You're gonna give that nice cock of yours a workout. I better clean up this place while it's slow. See you around, Tasha. Good luck with your treasure hunting, big man. Well, there you go, guys. We saw Tasha. Hopefully that scene was what you guys wanted. Of course, Tasha was one of my favorite girls in the game. What's going on with these two?
I'm not paying that!
The deal was $1,000.
For a single photo?
Hey man, I need to feed my family. What are you two talking about?
This little one here is trying to rip me off.
Don't call me little. Hey, calm down, you two. Are you selling Albert a photo? Albert here said he'd pay me $1,000 to take photos of girls on the beach.
I never said $1,000. You're a loon.
Albert, what are you doing?
I miss it, my boy. My eyesight is going bad, as you know.
Albert, don't pay people to take lewd photos for you. Hey, don't tell the old man what he can and can't do. I need that money.
Well, you're not getting $1,000.
It's a good picture, old man.
I'll be the judge of that.
Then give me $1,000.
No! You give me $1,000!
That doesn't even make any sense. Stop it, you two.
500, and it better be good. Deal.
No.
Well, would you look at the tush on that birdie?
Albert, that's Kaylee.
Jumpin' Jiminy, it is!
What the hell? She's my friend.
I didn't know you knew her. She was just on the beach when I got there.
I don't fault Ash on this one, because he doesn't really know how everybody's connected. He's just a dude that takes photos.
Don't tell Janet about this, Grim. She'd lose her marbles.
Do you want the picture?
Well, since you took it.
Albert, you're not getting that picture. Get out of here.
Leaving. Thanks for the rum, Grim. Don't tell Janet.
I didn't know, Grim. Give me that picture. You can't blame me, Grim. It's easy money. Just be careful who you're taking pictures of from now on. Fine, I'll keep an eye out for her, but I can't keep track of every girl, you know. Maybe you shouldn't be taking candid photos of anyone. My whole career is built on that. Don't take pictures of my friend or my friend's mom, got it? Wait, who is your friend's mom?
Just stay away from the house by the library.
Fine, I'll do it for you, but I expect we'll be doing business again, right, Grim? Just go away, Ash, I'm not in the mood. See you around. I kinda like that the game did that. A lot of people would be like, yeah, but in a lot of these porns and stuff, they'd be like, oh, I don't care that it's the sister or the mother. Go ahead. But he's like, no, I don't want you taking pictures of those people. That actually shows a level of maturity. You know how they have, like, mature content? But it's really not mature in that sense where... Like, sure, you have to be an adult to watch it, but they don't really... There's no boundaries, right? And this one, it's like, okay, well, hey, that's my friend, and that's my friend's mother. I'd really appreciate you not taking pictures of those people. That says a lot.
I really do thank NLT Games for thinking of that. Because, yeah, we do lewd and risque things, but, you know, there should be boundaries too, right? That's kind of what's different about the West and Japan. Japan, you have a lot of crazy stuff, but West, we have a little more boundaries. Which some people might not like, but some people prefer. Again, it's the flavors argument, which was made on Sex Positive Gaming. Everybody has a different flavor. Japan has a very different flavor than the West does. And here in the West, our flavors are more boundary-based. There's a lot more of consent when it comes to the sexual acts. Whereas Japan, they don't really have the boundaries, and people don't like the boundaries. They're more into NTR. And they're more into, like, illicit kind of stuff. Not all the time. Because, of course, there's a lot of kawaii and cutesy games and moe gay, stuff like that. So, you know, that making that distinction, you know, there's a difference between Japan and the West. I don't know about other countries like China and Korea as far as their stuff. It's a little different. Not everybody's Japan. So, you know, those are obviously going to be different as far as their morals. But we do have some boundaries here, and I do respect that. Because, yeah, we do the crazy dark shit from Japan, but we also like to balance that out with the more consensual kind of stuff from the West. Because I don't really condone... I mean, when I look at the Japanese stuff, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's really fucked up sadistic stuff. You know, whatever, that's... I mean, it's a fun, crazy fantasy, but again, it's not something that you would actually want to do. Whereas these games are more focused on consent, or the women actually want it. Nobody's being kind of forced into it. Everybody's enthusiastic. I do like that. I think that's cool. And it's fun. It can be some really dark stuff that might not be so fun, even though it's fun for the people that are in the studio. I'm sure they're having a blast recording those lines. But may not be so fun for the people watching. So I think we need to, you know, differentiate between the two. That's why we have the Erogay games and, of course, these games. And that's why I always do AVN month, or AVN day, no matter what we're doing with the Erogay. I think there was even another, I was reading a tweet from somebody that absolutely loves Erogay, you know, a woman that's very much into this, and she was saying, because somebody was saying, I'd much rather play games with a character that's not in high school, when they were talking about Trails from Daybreak, which actually doesn't have a high school character, it's an adult character. And she said, I'd rather play as somebody that's not a rapist, like, unlike Rance. And though she likes the Rance games, she's like, well, you know, in this game, this Trails game, I'm not playing as somebody like that. So, yeah, I mean, again, we'll play this stuff, but it's not, like, something you want to play all the time. Because we do know that the behaviors in some of these games isn't something we want to emulate or condone. Right? Like when we play Rance and he gets really crazy, or we play Eve Nickel and that gets pretty crazy. Even though the Eve Nickel scene we played this week was very consensual. Ramius definitely volunteered to masturbate in front of Aster. And that was good. Again, it's not always, you know, where the thug one or thug two, or, you know, like the Koroinu shit where it's like all the mercenaries get a chance with the dark elf lady. You know. And every mercenary has to bust a nut, too. It's like every single one of them, just like that girl in the beginning of Koroinu. Every single one of them had to, okay, now it's time for, now that B is done, it's C, and then D, and then E, and then when they're done, and then the scene ends. It's like, damn. Come on, Japan. But alright, let's go ahead and continue, because we still got another good 30 minutes of this. Just because I had a little rant doesn't mean that we're not going to be doing anything. The cave system. The cave system is massive. Which cave system? Like...
this be?
Hey, you wouldn't be digging in the... No. Here comes Michael. Oh, there she is.
Hi there.
Grim! There you are. Find anything interesting, Diana? This native shrine. Perhaps I see something in this face. But maybe I simply want to see it. What do you think we're looking for? If Sophia wants proof of a written Tikpok language, it's probably something carved in stone. But we can't know for sure. The treasure you found earlier, it was close to here? Yeah, the gold statue thing was just in the other chamber to the west. That treasure must have been a Tikpok artifact. It's the only thing that makes sense. If that's true, then the Tikpok had at least some gold. And thus the stories of the treasure of Nadia could be true. But Nadia from the Mist was not the city. It was Tikpok that hoarded the treasure. It makes sense, doesn't it? Sophia denies it. She's playing ignorant. She wants us out of the picture. No, she told you the Tikpok have a written language. She's too smart to let that slip. She needs helpers. Perhaps the Tikpok wrote down the location of the gold? At this point, I don't know. Come, Grim, let's go further in. This is where the treasure was. My map reveals the cave to be much bigger. It extends under a sterile key, and there I found the remains of someone. Nearby, there was a staff that Claire identified to be of Tikpok origin. Claire and her team are searching these caves, too. We'd better be careful. This Claire girl sounds like she has some information on the Tikpok that I'm not aware of. She told me she's been searching for the Nightfire Pirates for a long time. How much further can we go from here? Follow me. Let me go get some water for a second, guys. I'm not moving. I'm just getting some water. Ah, there we go. Oh, shit. It's Claire and her goons. Let's listen in on them. Quick, follow me. Let's get out of here and tell Sophia what we found. You're right, but I want to explore a little further. The shaman's ship was chasing the pirates. There must be more wreckage nearby. Sophia won't want to hear that we wasted her time looking for a pirate ship that's not the Russian guy. Hence the name Joey. Then go on without me. I'll meet you back at the mansion later. If she asks, tell her I'm investigating the Tikpok ship.
This better be worth it.
I promise you it will be.
Oh, go back to Mother Russia in plates of borscht.
Come on, Grim. Where are we going? Let's see what Claire knows. Wait. Grim, what the hell? You must be Claire. Who the hell are you? I'm the museum curator. You must be the archaeologist. Damn it, Grim. You can't keep a secret, can you? Hey, Diana's my buyer. She knows everything I know. You don't look like an antiquities buyer to me. The Tikpok treasure will not be easy to sell. If you expect to get rich, you'll need someone like me.
I have my own buyers. Stay out of my way. Come on, Claire. We can work together.
I don't need your help anymore, Grim. What if I told you I already found the treasure? Bullshit. It's true. I've seen it. Show it to me. I don't have it anymore. You're lying, Grim. He's not lying. He found a gold figure that appears to be from Tikpok. Did you touch it?
Well, yeah.
You fucking idiot. What? What happened when you touched it? It caused illness. It happened to me, too. You're both in over your heads. You've rushed into something you don't understand. Tell us about the curse. What is it?
You can't simply take the treasure. What did you do with it?
A buyer took it.
Took it or bought it? Why does it matter?
Go back to your museum. You don't know what you're dealing with.
I'm not going to stop looking for it, Claire.
Of course you aren't. The idiot gene doesn't fall far from the tree.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Grimm's father was also a treasure hunter.
I knew Idaho. Idaho was a buffoon. He navigated the world dick first.
Sounds like you couldn't handle him.
Fuck him. He wasn't half the hunter I am. Hey! Why do you believe in the Tick-Tock treasure? Tell me.
Wouldn't you love to know, thief?
Oh shit, they're fighting! You're no mere antiquities dealer.
Come on, Claire, there's enough room in this cave for everyone.
Stay out of my way. I'm done making deals.
What the hell is that all about?
Just grabbing something I spotted on our treasure hunting friend.
It's Claire's notebook!
Very clever, Diana.
Now to see if there's something useful in here. Now isn't this interesting?
The curse of the treasure of Nadia. The Tick-Tock's wealth is said to be sealed with a curse that will age and decay any thief that were to take it. However, the rules of the curse are vague. I believe that if someone were to steal the gold and profit from it, their fate would be sealed. But indirect profit may be the key.
Well, shit, are we cursed?
I certainly hope not. Perhaps it's best if the treasure you found has been lost.
How the hell are we going to make any money off this if it'll kill us?
Don't worry so much, Grimm. We don't even know if the curse is real.
It sure as hell felt real.
Knowledge is power right now. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
What else does our book say?
The Nightfire Pirates are each given a symbol of their alliance. They wear it with pride and never remove it. Cape Vedra should be littered with these medallions if their entire crew was lost here. We're learning more of what we need to know. But the medallion you found in the Tick-Tock golden statue from before, the evidence is mounting.
It has to be true, Diana. The Nightfire Pirates chased the Tick-Tock to Cape Vedra. The pirates stole the Tick-Tock fortune, and that fortune is here.
Sophia's full of shit. She knows it. She's playing dumb.
She may know quite a bit.
Perhaps she only wants Claire to get so far, and she'll finish the job herself.
Perhaps, but let's not jump to conclusions. I should take this book back to the library and cross-reference it with the materials I have on the Tick-Tock and Nightfire Pirates. It won't be long before Claire figures out that I stole her book.
Let me know what I can do, Diana.
If I come across anything, I'll let you know.
Don't get caught by those goons, Grimm.
What a catfight!
I'd love to see those two wrestle some more.
Bet you would.
There's some stuff in the bar that will help you build a rat trap.
I did build a rat trap.
Cockroacha.
It worked.
A rat trap.
New.
I wish we could catch that rat and set him free far away from the house. Do you have any ideas, Grimm?
I found one of these.
What's this?
It's a rat trap.
How does it work?
The rat will crawl into it and then it won't be able to escape. We can just leave it out here by the bushes and come back in a little while.
It won't hurt the animal?
No, Janet, it won't.
unlike Albert's whacking mallet.
Come inside after you have it set up. I'll make us some tea. You still like tea, right, Grim? Sure, Janet. Sounds good. This should work. I'll just come back later and see if I caught it. Come on, Grim. Have a seat and let's chat. So, tell me about your new house, Grim. Are things going well? Oh yeah, Janet. I've been keeping up with it. It's gonna look really nice after I'm done renovating it. Don't get into a project that you can't finish, Grim. You don't want it distracting you from your studies when you go back to school after the summer. Oh, I was thinking of skipping school for a while. Oh, Grim, is this because you met Alia? Yeah, Janet. Poor Grim. I know it's hard to think about returning to college, but you can come back and visit. Yeah, I guess. And Naomi is so beautiful as well. A good reason to come back from time to time, don't you think? Janet! I'm sorry, Grim, I won't tease you. You know, I'm beginning to think you're the one who should be hitting on Naomi. Grim, she's a married woman! Is that the only thing stopping you? Do you think I'd swing that way? Well, would you? Haha, you don't really want me to answer that, do you? I was teasing you back, Janet. Well, I'll agree that she's charming. She's not too old for your young tastes? Hell no, she's not too old. Where'd that excitement come from? You sound like you thought about it. Well, I mean, you've seen her. So you'd be interested in a woman her age. Sure, I mean, age is just a number. Poor Kaylee can't find a boy she likes. Yeah, I've talked to her about it. She's a tough girl, but very shy. I'm glad you're here, Grim. At least she has you. It'll be very lonely here once she leaves for college. You know, if I stuck around, you'd have me to talk to. You can't neglect your studies, Grim, but I appreciate you thinking of me. Do you think the trap worked yet? I'll go check it out. I did it! Janet, it worked! Good job, Grim, you're my hero! Where are we gonna dump it? Let's go to the park and set him free. Okay, Janet, if it'll make you happy, we can set him free to live in the park. Well, I guess this is as good a place as any. I don't know. Do you think we should be closer to the water? What's he going to drink? It's a rat, Janet. Does it matter? Of course it matters. You don't want the thing to get dehydrated. There's a river nearby. Let's let him go closer to the river. Okay, Janet. Will this do? What about food? Will he find food here? It's the jungle, Janet. There's food everywhere. I suppose you're right. I'm going to set him free now. What should we name him? Huh? Why? We should give him a name. How about Squeakers? Sure, Janet. We'll let Squeakers go. Goodbye, Squeakers. Ah, shit! It bit me! Grim, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Just a little bit of blood. Oh, no! You could get an infection. We should bring you to the doctor. It's okay. I'm sure it'll be fine. No way, mister. You're going to the doctor for this one. Don't be scared, Grim. I'll come with you. I'm not scared. Then no excuses. Your health is number one. Okay, I guess you're right. Hello, Grim here has been bitten by a rat. He may need to get a rabies shot. It was a small bite. Grim, back already? Got bit by a rat, Jessica. Grim, have you already been to the doctor for something else? Oh, I fell and bumped my head. Don't worry, ma'am. He was fine. Jessica, this is my friend's mom, Janet. Hello, doctor. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Janet. Come now. Let's examine your bite. Okay, Grim. It looks to me like it's pretty minor, but you should get a tetanus shot just to be safe. Do I really need a shot? For you, it's better safe than sorry. Is it because of my heart condition? Wait, what heart condition? It's not a big deal, Janet. What's wrong with him, Doctor? It's related to his blood flow. Is it serious? It's embarrassing, Janet. You can tell me. It's my penis. What's wrong with his penis, Doctor? Nothing is wrong. Grim, show Janet your penis. What? No! It's okay, Grim. You can show me what's wrong. Don't be embarrassed. Well, I guess it's okay. Oh my! As you can see, Grim here has an enlarged penis. You poor thing, is it okay? It's fine, Janet. Are you aroused? Well, I mean, it's just all this attention has it excited. The problem is that a prolonged erection strains his heart. What do we do? The best and most immediate remedy would be to ejaculate. Do we have to do it now, Doc? Maybe if you leave it, it will go down on its own. Okay, Grim, I'll go prepare your tetanus shot. I wish you'd told me sooner, Grim. This is so embarrassing. Don't worry, it'll be okay. Just relax and let it go away. Oh shit, it's not going down. Come on, Grim, just close your eyes and think about your tetanus shot. Janet, that's not helping. It's so stubborn. Ah! Oh my, still having trouble? Oh my god, this is awful. Here, I'll help you. It's okay, Grim, just focus and it'll all be over soon. Come on, Grim, you can do it. Ah, don't say that, Janet. I'm sorry, Grim. Ah! Ah! There you go. Do you feel better now? Oh god, just give me the shot, Doc. Okay, Grim, you're just gonna feel a slight pinch. Ouch! All done, you're all better now. You're such a great doctor. Your husband is a very lucky man. Oh, I'm not married. Oh, do you hear that, Grim? Janet! If you don't mind, Janet, I would like to have a moment alone with Grim. Could have asked for that a few minutes ago. I'll be outside, Grim. She cares a lot about you. That's just the way she is. Janet's a very caring person to everyone she meets. You know, Grim, this condition of yours is very rare. I know, Jessica. Perhaps you wouldn't mind me doing some experiments with you. For medical purposes, of course. What kind of experiments? Maybe I can give you my private number. If you're feeling faint, you can give me a call. Oh, those kinds of experiments. Sure, Jessica, I'd be happy to have you over to my place. You better not keep Janet waiting. Thanks for your help, Jessica. Your health is my top priority, Grim. New contact, Jessica. I'm so glad you have a doctor like Jessica. She sure does care about your health. You're telling me? She's the best. If there's anything you need from me, Grim, let me know. I care about you very much, and I don't want to see you get hurt. Thanks, Janet. I guess it's nice to know that I can count on you, even if it means telling you about my weird problem. Look at the bright side, Grim. That penis of yours is mighty attractive to potential partners. Janet! I'm serious, Grim. Not many women would turn down a man like you. Now you're embarrassing me again. I'll stop talking about it, Grim. But if you need to talk about anything, feel free to come over to my place anytime. Thanks, Janet. I will. Okay. So, that seems like a good spot. Because we've only got, like, a few minutes left. I don't know. Let's see. Bomb the weak wall in the lighthouse. Find the crafting scroll for the rock bomb in the jungle. We can do that real quick.
What did you do to my bedroom?
Albert, there's another room down here.
You've opened up the old Spanish fort.
The old fort?
The lighthouse was built atop an old Spanish fort. The rooms below were sealed up decades back. You weren't supposed to open them back up, Grim.
Well, consider it more storage space for all your junk.
You mustn't wander the sealed rooms, Grim. There'd be ghosts down in these chambers.
Ghosts?
Aye. I hear them at night, soft whispers of lost souls.
How often do you hear them?
Whenever I drink, I think the alcohol helps tune my hearing to their ghostly signals.
Oh, I see. I wouldn't worry about it, Albert.
Don't disturb the damned, Grim. Sometimes it's best to leave things be.
The rock here looks weak and crumbly.
What
could
this be?
A chess key.
The deal has been made. We now turn to the demonic to defeat death. What have we become? This isn't how it was supposed to go.
I don't think so.
I don't have the explosive strength necessary to move this heavy cannon.
I don't think so.
Okay, so they're asking me to go to the store. What are you looking at, Emily? Damn it, there's another one. What? A few weeks back, this place was treated for roaches, but they clearly didn't finish the job. That sucks. What are you gonna do? I'll have to call the pest control company and get them back out here. My dad won't be happy about this. Well, at least it's not your fault. Don't be naive, Grim. Everything's my fault if you ask my dad. Grim, you're here too! Now, isn't this a nice surprise? Uh-oh. Spoke too soon. Hello, Grim. What are you guys up to? We're just shopping.
Where is your concrete?
Concrete? Like a mixture?
Yes, I need to fix a hole in my yard.
Are you talking about the cave?
It's a danger to my family and it needs to be repaired.
Oh, Sam, you always overreact. We're not going to get hurt.
You girls will give me a heart attack.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't sell concrete.
The store is good for nothing.
Come on, Mr. Gala, maybe I can help you out.
What could you possibly do to help me?
I'm a strong guy. I can figure something out for you. I don't want you to have to worry about your family. You're so helpful, Grim. Take the boy up on his offer, Sam. You're in no shape to be lifting heavy rocks.
The boy is just trying to get on my good side. I see right through you, Grim.
I just want to help. Of course you can help, Grim. Sam would be happy to have your assistance.
Naomi!
Stop being grouchy, Sam.
Fine. Let's just see how helpful you can be.
I won't let you down, Mr. Gala.
I'm going home. Don't be long.
Thank you for helping my dad, Grim. How do you know Grim? He's my boyfriend. Oh, really? Yeah, Aelia, meet Emily. She and I are working on some science stuff together. I like science stuff. You know, I'm looking for a clerk to help me out here at the store. Work at Squalmart? Can I do that? It's a mighty nice offer, Emily. I think Aelia would enjoy working here. You do? Are you sure about that, Emily? But Dad said I can't get a job until after college. Are you going to East State University? Sam would never allow that. She'll be entering into a small private college after the summer. Well, until then, you're welcome to work here. Don't listen to your father, Alia. You're a grown woman now. Make your own choices. I'll do it. Great. But maybe Grim can convince Dad that it's a good idea. You want me to? Alia, I will talk to your father. No, I want Grim to. But you're a good guy, Grim. I want my dad to see it too. Maybe she's right, Grim. You can't run from Sam forever. Oh, God. I guess I could talk to him while I'm helping with his cave hole. Thanks, Grim. Good luck, Grim. I'll do my best. Emily, are you sure you want Alia to work here? She's not had much contact with the real world. She'll do fine. I'm not worried about her ability to work here. Okay. But I am interested in something else. What is it? We need more testing. The love potion? Yeah, Grim, it may work on me, but will it work on her? You want to offer Alia the love potion to test? Why not? She's your girlfriend, right? Not really. I mean, she thinks so. I guess maybe I am. Why so hesitant, still going after the barmaid? Honestly, I'm not sure I'm a one-woman man. Well, whatever she is to you, she can be a perfect test subject for me. Oh God, I hope this is a good idea. It's a great idea, Grim. It's my idea. Uh-oh. Now go convince that old man to let her be my new clerk. I'm on it. Oh, man. Okay. So it's there that we're gonna go ahead and end it for this time. Convincing the old man to let Alia run the store. Well, work at the store. She's not going to run the store. No! My daughter is not going to work at Squamart, and that is final. I said college, it is not college. You're not going to twist and turn me, Grim. I am not a key to be turned and twisted. All right, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more. Well, let's check this out. Where are we at? 26%! All that and 26% completed. It's going to be 100 years before we get through this game. But yeah, more Treasure of Nadia coming soon.